Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
It is a wonderful thing to be a big fan of a team, be it a football team, a baseball team, a soccer team, whatever it is. You live the life. I'm wearing my New York Mets National League East Champions t-shirt right now. Because I am proud to be a Met fan. What if you're an eight-year-old Cowboy fan?
Okay.
Should you be made fun of because such a thing?
Why would you be made fun of for that?
Should someone pull a gun on you for such a thing?
I hope not.
It happened. Here we go. According to cops, a priest has pulled a gun on an eight-year-old because he was a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Priest, huh?
Yes. Father Kevin Carter of St. Margaret of Cortona in Little Ferry, New Jersey, which is right outside New York City, was arrested and charged with one count of fourth-degree aggravated assault with a firearm and one count of third-degree endangering the welfare of a child for an incident back in September. Now, according to the Bergen County prosecutor, Father Carter pointed an antiquated Civil War-era musket.
A musket, huh?
Which apparently was still functioning at the boy and said, quote, "I'm going to shoot you," unquote. The reason, according to the prosecutor, was the young boy was apparently a fan of a particular football team. We now know it, the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
The priest was not. So perhaps we have an indication it started out as that.
Huh.
Wow.
One, where were the priest and the boy that they were in a situation where he was alone in a room with this kid in an area where he has a musket hidden?
You ask, and you shall receive the answer. Carter, 54, called the boy into a rectory room where he had him stand up against a wall. Then he pointed the gun at his head, according to several witnesses.
Okay, so there were other people there.
A colleague contacted the archdiocese 2 weeks later, who then in turn contacted the local police. Carter has worked at St. Margaret for 2 years, and ironically, he is the current police chaplain for the Little Falls Police Department.
Okay.
Wow.
So this guy has scarred this kid for the rest of his life.
Of course. Now, this isn't just like, you know, a little BB gun. This is a musket.
Musket.
This thing has got to be about 3 feet long with the giant horn thing at the end that comes out, like the sousaphone looking thing.
And he's lining this kid up on a wall like he's going to be executed because he's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
And he said, according to witnesses, "I'm going to shoot you." Now, let's think about where this guy's mind must be, okay? Hey, let's be honest. When you're a priest, you can think you can get away with almost anything.
And
we've seen that over the past 10, 20 years now, okay?
Agreed.
Now, several witnesses, including colleagues, if you're going to do this, how stupid are you that you're going to do it in a way everybody's going to see it?
Well,
I'm just joking.
Did he think he was being funny?
Yes.
Probably.
I would sure hope so if he did this.
Pretty sick and twisted sense of humor to do this to a little boy that doesn't know the difference, probably.
Yes. And what really gets me, it says the musket was still functioning. He could have blown this kid's brains out. All right, this is a 200-year-old, 150-year-old, my math is leaving me right now, whatever
okay,
the
old.
Civil War was,
it's
damn it.
Old.
It's old. This is a very old piece of armament that you're aiming at a child's head. What if this damn thing were to go off because of football? Really?
If I'm this kid's parents and
you're like me,
my husband,
if it was my kid, yes.
You know, it's like you kind of get...
Right.
Listen, it's one thing to scold somebody or, you know, to play around like, oh, whatever, but putting a gun to anybody's head as a joke, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with you, and you need to be dealt with.
Right. What gets me, it's fourth degree aggravated assault
and
third degree endangering the welfare of a child. Can't we knock these up a little bit towards first degree? He put a gun that could have been functioning to a kid's head. Like you said, this kid will never ever forget this.
No.
And he'll never watch a Cowboys game the same way again.
Here's the thing, that going forward, this kid's going to grow up with a traumatic experience that could alter his mental development, is going to be affected in a negative way.
Think about when you were 8 years old. If some nun grabbed you and put a gun to your head because you like Barbie dolls.
Yeah,
all right? We've talked before about your first grade teacher and about how she used to dig pens into your head. And that bothers you. I could see you're stained because of that.
I'm 33 years old, and Sister Teresa, my first grade teacher, still, when I talk about her, and you know, we joke and we kind of talk lightly about it, but it upsets me.
Sure.
Because I'm thinking that if that was my daughter, and
you know how you felt.
I know how I would feel
hearing
that story from my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't even imagine what I would do if my son said, "Hey, Father so-and-so put a gun to my head today."
Yeah. There was a time when priests and anyone who was in the religious order felt pun intended here, bulletproof, because, I work for the church. Nothing's going to happen. Well, times are changing.
Oh, very much
so. And law enforcement doesn't look the same way at religious organizations they once did. If something's going on, they're going to come after it, and they're going
to
get you.
I went to a memorial mass for my uncle over the weekend, or last weekend. And I'm like, I call myself a non-practicing Catholic. Like, I have faith and I believe, but I don't feel like I need to be in a building to practice my faith. So I'm at church with my grandma and my family. Do you know that they went through the crowd twice with a donation basket? Two times.
At a memorial service?
It was like a mass. It was like, hey,
this
mass is dedicated to Emmanuel Patty. Twice.
Yeah.
The first time they went around, this is for the weekly donations and X, Y, and Z and blah, blah, blah. And then immediately after, now this is for the monthly donations. And I'm thinking, and people are just
throwing 20s left and right. Yes.
Into these baskets. And I'm like.
Yes. At my church, they do the air conditioning fund once a month. Now, I live in a pretty affluent town in New Jersey. For them to then have to then say, oh, if you want the air conditioning on in the middle of August, you're going to have to donate. Now,
what a racket.
And it really gets to me because I'm someone who had his child pass out at a very warm mass last Mother's Day.
Oh, wow.
So now if you want the air conditioning on, it's going to cost you about $20 a piece. I know. You know what? Can we step away from just sucking money out of people for 2 minutes here and maybe enjoy the reason why we're here in the first place? Oh, that's the way it works. All right. Now, this was the quiz before we started. I asked Christina if she would be willing to pay $20.15 for a bottle of Pepsi on October 21st, 2015. Now she sees why, and she had no idea why she would do that. Now, do you remember the movie Back to the Future 2?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the day that something was going
to
happen?
That's the day he went to 2015.
Oh, that's so cool.
And if you remember, he went to the 80s cafe, and there they had an Apple computer, an antique computer.
Yeah.
A picture of Ronald Reagan and Daryl Strawberry on the wall. Like, you know, these antiques at that point.
That's so crazy.
So, and he ordered a Pepsi, and he was given a Pepsi Perfect. That's what they called it in the movie produced in 1985 about what we would be drinking now. So, for $20.15 on October 21st, Pepsi will be selling only 6,000 bottles of Pepsi Perfect. It will come inside of a glass tube.
Oh.
You will then and then there will be a bottle with the special Pepsi Perfect logo on it that was there back in the movie. And the special formulation will be Pepsi made with real sugar. So it's going to taste a little different from what the commercialized Pepsi tastes like now. So, but would you spend $20.15 for a bottle of soda?
Hang on one second. You're asking the wrong person.
See, because I'm going into your nerddom.
Right. I was just about to say, this is a huge nerd alert because people aren't going to buy this and drink it. People are going to buy it and save it or put it on a case or, you know, in a glass case and as a memento or a souvenir or a collectible.
Yes.
Because that's what it is. Because I know people that will pay ridiculous amounts of money for action figures or vintage t-shirt or something.
I never knew that Back to the Future, though, had that kind of a devoted fandom.
It has a cult following.
I mean, I love all the movies. We've had Leah Thompson on the show here. She said nobody ever thought it was going to catch on like it did.
Well, Star Wars started that way, too.
Exactly. So, and it has. Now, the idea might be to buy this and put it away. I did that once. Horrible results. When the Mets won the World Series in 1986, RC Cola, I don't even know if they make this stuff anymore, put out these commemorative cans of, hey, the Mets won the World Series, cans of soda.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I'm going to put these away. So I put them away in a closet and forgot about them for about 10 years. Well, I opened it up and all of a sudden I thought maybe that Satan was coming to visit me because I had like this syrupy stuff leaking down the sides of the closet.
Did they explode?
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing.
The can gave way.
Yeah.
And let's just say 10-year-old soda doesn't age well because it was this, it looked like this morass of log cabin syrup with this sugary, licoricey thing, and the smell was awful. So if you want to buy this Pepsi Perfect, double insulated in 12 Ziploc bags.
Maybe that's why they're putting it in a glass case.
Maybe that's a good idea. You know what? Right? It was a good prop in the movie. Or here's an idea. If you really want it that bad, go rent yourself one of those extra space storage things.
Oh, and put it
in there. Put it in there and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And then go back in 15 years. And then if it happened to explode, you just run away and don't pay for it.
I think that this is a very clever way for Pepsi to make a ton of money.
Yeah. Do you know that Pepsi is going to be at New York Comic Con? Then they're going to be celebrating this special Pepsi.
Of course they are.
Aren't we supposed
they're
to go to this thing?
They're taking advantage. Well, New York Comic Con, no.
What are we going to?
We're supposed to go to Stalker Walker Con.
And when is that?
In December.
All right. Because we've got that standing invitation.
I would love, though.
For the inside baseball, we have publicists and stuff that feed us guests for the show. Mm-hmm. And there is one that has fed us the guy who wrote Sharknado.
Yep.
Who we have to get back on the show because I really want to be in Sharknado 4.
Yeah, me too.
That's just a vanity
me
thing.
Me too.
He hinted about it. I want to be the radio team in that next movie.
I think that would work.
Dear Thunder Levin, put us in Sharknado 4. We are begging you. We are begging you. We want to be in that movie. We got to get him back on. But anyway, you know what? Maybe I'll dress up if we go.
Come on.
You tell me what to dress as.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
We could go like as a team or something.
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah, why not? Well, you know, we could do anime. We could do Star Wars.
You are the nerd. You plan it.
Walking Dead people.
I mean it. Well, if we're going to Stalker Walker Con, we'd have to go as zombies.
Absolutely.
You plan it out.
All right.
And just let me know and
I'll make it work.
All right. See, having a radio show just envelops your life in ways you never thought.
So
stay
funny.
With us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.